most positive. So why not be completely positive, right? Now there's that microphone screen again. Hello. That'll wake anybody up who's not awake. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program back in the Los Angeles studios of the CRN Digital Talk, folks. And here for the Talkers Convention today. I haven't quite figured out. I do this a lot during the winter, but not necessarily during the fall. I was in Los Angeles a couple of other days. We're back east to the farm, now back here again for this excitement. It should be a lot of fun, a lot of conversation, a lot of people trying to get attention so that you'll take their program. part of this whole thing, it's a shtick, it's a show, and that's cool. I mean, we're all being confronted with things. We're being sold things all day long. I have commercials on this program. There are people who are trying to sell you their point of view. For example, the president has invited the entire House Republican caucus to the White House. Apparently, there is hope of resolving the issue of the shutdown and the debt ceiling, or at least he hopes that he's going to be able to resolve it. Speaker Boehner responded that only the GOP leadership and committee chairman would go. The meeting is supposed to take place this afternoon, in fact. Insiders at the White House say the Republicans are shifting their focus off of health care and are now focused on other spending cuts. Now, see, that makes sense, doesn't it? What are people saying about this now that people are aware of this, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here with me on the Good Day program, monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So what do people think of, are they just waking up to this idea? We all think the government is out of control. We all think there's too much spending. We all think there are too many programs. We all think there are too many departments. So what can be spent? I mean, what can be cut? Maybe we ask the question, 888-302-3684, what do you think ought to be cut from the budget? What should the Republicans be focused on trying to convince the Democrats to cut? So what do you have there that's floating around, Kenny?
I don't have anything on that yet. It's still, because this was just announced late yesterday,
yeah.
I think people are still trying to get their heads around it and what it really means. Most of the comments are still a lot of the same sort of thing we've been hearing about the shutdown.
All right, so there's nothing new to that.
Yeah, yeah, there's not really.
Unless you come up with something really choice, let's just keep moving. As a matter of fact, we all look for something that's new and fresh, or we listen around for it. Let's see if we can find it with host Richard Dixon. As most of you know, when you listen to this hour of Good Day, Kenny has listened around and done the research to find out what a lot of the individual stations are airing, the program hosts there. And so we bring you a good mix of that, hopefully, both sides. Here's Richard Dixon talking to former Congressman John Leboutier. He was on the program, I think, once last week. Said neither side's going to win in this battle, so I guess let's try to figure out how to get something out of it that makes all of this, the noise that's come from this over the past couple of weeks, makes it worthwhile.
Right now, and I'm a little frustrated because ABC News, all of their reports are like, well, new polls show that more people are blaming these than those, and oh, more people are blaming the Republicans. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't you report what's actually happening and let people make up their own minds rather than telling people what they're supposed to think? What's your take on things?
Well, first of all, I think all of them are going to end up suffering, both Republicans and Democrats, conservatives, liberals, the whole bit. The whole thing looks so pathetic. That from America's point of view, from the American people's point of view, they can't say that they're happy with anybody. You know, and that's only a week in. We're going to go at least another week, and then we're going to morph over to a stalemate over the debt ceiling, which Obama says he won't negotiate over, and the Republicans say we have to get some spending concessions before we'll agree to raise the debt ceiling. So we're headed for another week of this mess, and by the end of it, Richard, there will be no winners in this deal. Nobody will come out ahead at all. Nobody.
Is it possible that, because my theory is the longer you go with the government shutdown, unless you're paying attention to all these just horror stories that CNN is telling, oh, this couple was supposed to get married on the National Mall, and they couldn't because it's closed, and oh, this guy, he got furloughed, and it's a night. You think, since I just called 400,000 back, literally 400,000 workers are furloughed as a result of that. That is 0.1% of the people who've been unemployed since this damn recession started.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's really hard to get too excited about it if you take it seriously. Is it possible at some point the American people are going to look around and go, you know, this government shutdown doesn't really seem to be affecting me much. What do they do exactly?
Well, yeah, I think that's happened already. I mean, what we read is 83% of the federal government is functioning, even though we're in a shutdown.
Mm-hmm. 17%, one-sixth of the federal government is shut down. Wow.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Richard. In the week since it began, has it, that you know of, affected Richard Dixon's life in any way?
It's given me a lot to talk about on my show. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay,
but I mean,
yeah. No, that's the
okay,
only
so
thing.
I talk about it a lot, but it doesn't affect. So far, I have a paralyzed brother, and I take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
He called me up when it started. He said, is this going to affect me at all? And I said, well, I don't think so. I mean, it's a selfish way to look at things, but we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And now he, you know, I mean, at some point it's going to affect us. I know it is. It's going to be Medicare or Medicaid reimbursements or somebody's not working that we need. But so far I can't find anything in my life that is affected by this.
888-302-3684. What's being affected in your life by this? What do you think it'll take to end? Is this the idea today to put these people together and focus on other spending cuts? So what do you think ought to be cut? 888-302-3684. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with lots of thoughts and opinions, facts, figures, and fiction, all part of the conversation at 13 and change after the hour.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above, check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you, but your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. 3 instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Doug's Good Day at 17 at the hour, 888-302-3684. Senior White House official says the president plans to sign off on an agreement to restore death benefits to families of fallen soldiers till the government shuts down. Remember the story yesterday about the Fisher House, which is a private group making the payments be reimbursed by the Defense Department. Relatives of service members get a $100,000 payout that arrives within days of a soldier's death to help cover the funeral and other expenses. But since the shutdown, those benefits had been suspended. A lot of frustration, a lot of outrage, a lot of anger about this kind of thing. It just shows you how insensitive. It's just the whole thing is not only a can of worms, but it really does get to the basic core of human nature, too, I think, doesn't it? Here are hosts Dave Bowes and Michael Medved talking about some of the criticism that they got on the air for saying that the Republicans in the House have handled things poorly.
When it comes to the where you stake your battle, you choose your ground. And I think that there's some conflict within the grassroots of the conservative movement where people are getting angry at one another instead of focusing on actually making some gains. When you choose to fight, you also choose your ground. And when you have one with the debt ceiling, Americans favored some kind of negotiation there by 2-1, and they didn't like the idea of a potential government shutdown by 3-1.
Right.
So it seems to me to be a no-brainer. If you can start from stronger ground, you would do so.
Well, that's.
And I don't think that I'm being anti-conservative movement or cruel to fellow conservatives by saying so.
I spoke to a that very senior member of the House of Representatives Friday afternoon. Basically, expressing frustration at the fact that he thought that the House Republicans, led by Eric Cantor, the majority leader, had actually achieved a very workable plan to actually win the battle with President Obama. And it was centering it on the debt ceiling and going back to the Boehner rule, which people know about and understand and makes sense, which is, okay, we'll raise the debt ceiling. But in order for us to raise the debt ceiling, we have to continue to cut spending, and spending has to be cut dollar for dollar, the same as lowering the debt ceiling. It was that kind of argument, that kind of stand that got us the sequester, which has really helped with the budget. The problem was they were all set to do that when literally it's a handful of people. It was 12 U.S. senators out of 44, so one-third. Less than one-fourth of the Republicans in the Senate. 12 senators who basically had this idea, no, we have to defund Obamacare. Everybody said, okay, he's not going to defund Obamacare. It's not going to happen. He will never do it. There's not a chance in the world he's leaving as president. And by the way, I think that increasingly people are recognizing that's true. They've given it up. And this is the problem with the Republicans right now.
Well,
what they need
the
to get
right
straight.
Now.
It is
yeah.
off the table. Yeah. Nobody's talking about it anymore. No. You know, I mean, basically, it's dropped. It's not going to be delayed. It's not going to be defunded. So now they're talking about a medical device tax. What they need to do is to figure out one thing that they can ask for. And maybe it's the medical device tax, but I don't think that's a smart idea. I think it's much smarter to focus on something like Keystone, something positive that people can understand. And basically focus on one thing. Okay, President Obama has to agree to this. Then we'll bring the government back, and then we'll finish the negotiations on the debt ceiling. And if they did that rather than, and this is really a problem, it's every day it's some kind of new demand of President Obama, and that weakens your position for negotiation.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Orchestration behind some of these people, Kenny. The winners last night, the X Factor boys presenting. Why you just shut it off, Michael? You didn't like it either? Al Calderon opening the show, the X Factor last night with Call Me Maybe. I don't recognize the song. Is this a hit? Is this a contemporary
hit? A big hit. Big hit last summer, yeah.
Was it? For whom?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
All right, so maybe we should bring her in to sing it and send Al home.
This was a poor choice by him.
Oof. All right, so anyway, that's how the X Factor started last night. Try to keep you up to date on some of these entertainment shows or the competition shows. What do you want? They call them reality. What is the reality of that guy's voice is that it stinks. 888-302-3684. His mother's probably listening right now and saying, well, you don't have such a swell voice either there, pal. That's the case, so be it. The debt ceiling, the situation in Washington with what's being spent, what isn't being spent, what do you think ought to be cut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Terry Miners of Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about the president's comments as they continue to focus on trying to raise the debt ceiling.
What did you make of what the president had to say today in the ongoing push and pull over the impending debt ceiling raising?
Well, he didn't say much different than he's been saying for the last 2 weeks, and that is that he's happy to talk about any issue involving the budget or anything else, but he's not going to be held hostage with a threat to shut the government down or else to default on our debt. So I didn't really take much new, except he did say he would be open to a short-term either debt extension or continuing spending resolution. In order to have whatever negotiations.
What are the ramifications in your mind if this thing is not resolved? John Boehner keeps saying, let's have a conversation, but you say that they're holding them hostage, essentially.
Well, they are. I mean, because what he's trying to do, what House Republicans have been trying to do, is to achieve something, some different policies, namely defunding or repealing the Affordable Care Act, but that they can't otherwise do it. So, you know, they've tried to repeal Affordable Care Act 44 times now. They've failed every time. So now they say, okay, we've got the leverage of being able to shut the government down or default on our debt in order to achieve what we can't do otherwise. That's what you can't do. But the consequences are, well, we're seeing some of the consequences with the shutdown, but the more serious consequences are with defaulting on our debt. And the real, you know, October 17th, basically, what it means is we can't pay bills that unless we have the money to pay it. So a bill comes due, if we don't have any money in the Treasury, that particular day we can't pay it. That could relate to interest rates on our bond, interest on our bonds. It could also be Social Security payments. So we have on November 1st, there's a big Social Security payment. It's like $30 billion. If on that day there's not $30 billion in the bank, in the Treasury, then people don't get their Social Security checks. And that can happen with military, our military pay on anything, any other government expenditures. So while in the shutdown, there's still a lot of mandatory spending that still goes on, Social Security, Medicare payments, Medicaid. Under a default situation where the debt ceiling isn't increased, then we don't pay if we don't have money. And since we're borrowing right now about 20% of all of our obligations, that means 20% of bills over time don't get paid. It would be a disaster for the economy and for our stature in the world. Financial markets would be in crisis. It's truly an almost an unimaginable event.
All right. Imagine what you want to say. Get on the line at 888-302-3684. We'll get to the queue in a few moments here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Alone, together.
The award-winning author T. Greenwood discusses the importance of 1960s jazz and pop music in her latest novel, Bodies of Water, about a forbidden romance that blooms in the sexually oppressive early 1960s.
Throughout the book, I reference a lot of music. Music plays probably a bigger role in this book than in any other book I've written. And I think, for me, when I'm writing, I have sort of a cinematic feeling when I enter the pages of a book. And that means all of the senses are engaged for me in my imagination. And in this particular book, music is absolutely integral to the story. It's, for one, it's a way that the two women sort of communicate with each other. You know, they're stuck at home doing laundry, all that stuff. And so they do laundry at each other's houses, share the duties, and listen to music while they're doing it. And it's an escape. It's something that is, you know, provides them access to places beyond their little sleepy suburb. And, you know, there's a lot of jazz in the book. Miles Davis and Chet Baker. Some of the most important scenes between them have a soundtrack.
We can weather the great unknown.
That's author T. Greenwood on her new novel, Bodies of Water. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Discussion of the issues of the day, the interesting stories, and we normally in this hour focus on one or two of the big items because there's a lot of input from various talk radio programs that we have monitored and news talk television shows as well. We're in the middle of a discussion of the government shutdown, whether the debt ceiling gets raised. President wants to meet with the Republicans today. Some of the Republicans are going to go over there, and they are members basically of the House caucus. Here's host Scott Wyckoff with Connie Buck, who manages Air Bus Lines in Baltimore. And they talk about how the shutdown has affected their business. Remember, they're big transporters of people who work in the government back and forth from Baltimore to Washington.
How have the charters been affected?
We've had a lot of cancellations, and mostly a lot of the school groups, because they are doing their field trips this time of year to go to the Holocaust, the Smithsonian's, the Capitol, everything in D.C. that's closed down. I just finished, before I came down here, we work with the Smithsonian Residence Associates, and they just had to cancel Saturday because they always do their trips to national park areas, and since they're all closed down. So it's made us exceptionally busy with a lot of changes. Some will be able to reschedule, some not.
And what type of are you hearing on the other end of the phone when these people are calling you that are normally excited when they talk to you about the plans they're making for big events, but now having to call you and say, you know, we're not going to be able to do what we want to do?
I would say there's disappointment and there's anger. There's a lot of anger out there because, you know, a lot of, especially the schools, a lot of these field trips are tied into their curriculum that they're doing at the time. So it's throwing that all off. A lot of times these kids have raised a lot of money to do these trips, so they've got to tell the kids, sorry, can't go, and explain to them why. And I'm not sure anybody's really able to do that. But, a lot of it, I'd say anger and major disappointment.
A lot of frustration.
A lot of frustration in my office.
And how is that with all the folks that you work with here, folks that live in our neighborhoods all around the Baltimore and Washington area? How are they dealing with the impact of this with the, from your end, your standpoint, with the, a lot of these charters that they would be involved with being canceled for the time being?
Well, for right now, the biggest impact is our drivers are losing money, and they will not be repaid. If they don't work, they don't get paid. So everything that's canceled is not only lack of revenue to the company, but they flat out just don't get paid and won't be reimbursed. As time goes on and these people reschedule, the company can recoup money, but it may not go to that driver. It may not go, I mean, it will just replace it from another charter that we're doing. As far as the local, again, that's a lot of the people that we work with that are frustrated. Nobody knows what to do.
888-302-3684, and that's kind of a minor effect, but it gives you an idea about Air is a fairly large bus company in the Baltimore-Washington area, so it affects, you know, maybe a couple hundred drivers, mechanics, that sort of thing, and it's the trickle-down effect where it has impact. I've talked on the air already this week about how it's impacted me, as a small businessman. I'm the owner of this program. The host, producers are affected by it. I'm affected by it. What you hear is affected because there aren't as many commercials running because a lot of the advertisers have canceled because they think people are going to be a little afraid, maybe leery of spending money because they don't know if they're going to get their government checks, all of that stuff, so they don't advertise. The advertisers say, wait a minute, hold on till people get their money back again. So it's affected me already seriously. To the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars in advertising revenue because the advertisers think there isn't going to be enough money for people to go out and buy things. Difficult time of year for that to be happening since Christmas is around the corner. I hope you have a memory that lasts 12 months because next year at this time, there will be people prattling around trying to get you to vote for them. And anybody who's in office who's participated in this whole thing, and that's everybody, ought to be thrown out. There ought to be 435 new faces, new members, new people a year from now for you to vote on. Let's see how good your memory is about all of this next year at this time. Here is Ro Khan on his radio program talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about the comments, the Republicans, Democrats, good, bad, you know, that stuff.
And I want to play two things that the president said here for you and get your reaction. First, the president says that he did have a conversation with John Boehner.
This morning I had a chance to speak with Speaker Boehner, and I told him what I've been saying publicly, that I am happy to talk with him and other Republicans about anything. Not just issues I think are important, but also issues that they think are important. But I also told him that having such a conversation, talks, negotiations, shouldn't require hanging the threats of a government shutdown or economic chaos over the heads of the American people.
All right, and then he goes on to make finer that point.
The American people do not get to demand a ransom for doing their jobs. You don't get a chance to call your bank and say, I'm not going to pay my mortgage this month unless you throw in a new car and an Xbox. If you're in negotiations around buying somebody's house, you don't get to say, well, let's talk about the price I'm going to pay, and if you don't give me the price, then I'm going to burn down your house.
Congressman?
Well, I'll take the last one first. We're not going to a bank here. I mean, this is every budget deal that's happened, almost every budget deal that's ever happened in history has happened around a debt limit discussion. So this isn't, you know, this isn't crazy. This isn't, yeah, look, Republicans won the House of Representatives, and I think, you know, I haven't been totally excited about how things have gone by any means, and I've been very clear about that. But this idea that we don't have a right to have a negotiating position at the table as the House of Representatives and, frankly, the House that is supposed to initiate all spending in budgets and stuff like that, I think is, I'll say politely, a bit too far. And then, you know, the other thing where he says, I'm happy to talk about anything, we're just, you know, just without the threat of a debt limit or a government shutdown. Well, we've offered him to talk about stuff for the last year without that threat hanging out there, and he simply said he's not going to negotiate, he's not going to talk, he's not going to do it. Look, I understand Republicans have got to understand we're not going to get everything we want out of whatever ends up happening. But the Democrats have also got to understand that they can't just ignore that the House of Representatives exist. I mean, I've been very, you know, logical on this, I think, in saying, you know, we've got to tamp down what we expect to get. But again, the idea that we're going to get nothing, I think, is way a bridge too far to say it nicely.
888-302-3684. All right, I think it's time for some callers. So we'll pause for a moment and do a couple of things that are important for you to hear. And then, as important, if not more important, hearing from you at 888-302-DOUG will be our next focus here on the Good Day program.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we are going to talk about your favorite all-time activity. And yes, when it's over or even during, you'll have a cigarette or you'll have a cup of coffee. You know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. People watching. We all love to sit down and watch people pass. And what we do in an instant, we begin to analyze their lives. We begin to understand if they have anything in common with us. We judge them each and every moment that we see them. But what happens when we get up and all of a sudden we are walking and people are watching us? What kind of an impression do we give off? Do we give off success? Do we give off failure? Do we give off confidence? Do we give off shyness? Anything that people see is the way they react to us. From now on, when people watch you, give them that sense of accomplishment, give them that sense of success, and enjoy people watching you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2-cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new Handscript and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Doug Steffen Good Day programs Thursday morning, the 10th of the... We're already one-third of the way through this month. Did you realize that? 10-10-13. Isn't that amazing? Think about how we do this every day and one day runs into another. A lot of the conversation seems to be the same. Let's see how we separate things out here. 888-302-3684. Michael, tell me who's there first that I want to go to. Scott, you're on the air on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, look, I was just saying,
that I'm really glad Republicans are doing what they're doing, standing their ground. You know, of course, everyone's going to have to give a little bit, but Congress has been mismanaging our money, what we elect them to do, to run the government and manage our money for so long. We wouldn't be in this position if all of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, had been doing their job in the first place.
Right,
you're exactly right.
Yeah,
it's going to be thrown out a year from now. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Here's Sean in Virginia. He's pretty focused on what the president has been saying.
This is unbelievable. I like Obama. I voted for him first go around and everything. But I'm hearing this hostage taking and putting guns to their head. And who talks like this? Where do they get off by even talking like this? It's nuts. And one other point I wanted to make is, it ain't really the Republicans that are shutting, they say Republican or Tea Party shutting the government down. It's, from what I could see, it's the Democrats. Only thing the Republicans won is just a year of extension on the Obamacare. And so I think they're not asking for much. You know, just give everybody the same thing they're giving the big businesses and the senators. That year, to, you know, if you want to get the health care, you get it. If you don't, you wait a year to get it, and then the problem is solved. But the way that they're always talking about this hostage taking gun to the head to the American people is just ridiculous.
I know it, sir. The Republicans are all good guys, and the Democrats are bad guys. That's really the problem, right? 888-302-3684. Here's Alice listening in Pennsylvania to Good Day.
I think John Boehner is taking this country for the ransom. I think it's ridiculous for him to fight Obama and everything he does. He tried to sideline him and everything he does. I think he's just maybe a little jealous that maybe he's not there. I just think he needs to grow up. He's been in the office longer than Obama. I think he should just grow up and do his job and help him get, you know, and help him get through this and try to do what we can for the country and make it better. I think Obama's got great ideas, and I think they're jealous because they didn't come up with these ideas. And they don't want him to succeed. They don't want him to go down as a great president. I think mostly because he's black.
All right. Here we go. There's nothing new under the sun there.
Argument.
Hey, can we come up with some new stuff? 888-302-3684. Let's try Delbert listening to one of our stations in Ohio to Good Day.
I would just like to remind people of how we got here. This whole issue started as the fact that the Republican Party wants to destroy this president. Now, he has given opportunities to try and negotiate with the Republicans and even take up their ideas. But even after you take up their ideas, then they refuse their own ideas. So we have to look at the fact that they're just literally trying to destroy this president. And the health care is going to, I mean, we should just give it a chance, you know, at least try it out and see where it goes. Because I think a lot of people are saying things about health care that they don't really know because the Republicans have distorted it so bad. And I don't think that the president ought to negotiate with terrorists. It's basically what we have now. And they want us to negotiate with people who are willing to destroy the country, which I would consider them to be terrorists. So we need to the whole country elected the president. Republicans the House have just been elected in their own district. But the entire country voted for the president, so we have chosen to follow the president. So let the president govern and let the House do their job.
888-302-3684. So we're getting, let's see here, the people who are responsible for shutting down the government are X, fill in the blank. Let's see what Terrence in Michigan has to say.
You know, the health care debate consumed 2 years of Obama's first term. The talk of the country was, you know, how health care could not sustain itself. It was doubling in cost every 10 years, and the delivery of it was atrocious. Now, the Republicans are holding up that somehow they snuck it in at the midnight hour. I find that amazing that somehow we're going to sneak that all by on a midnight hour. Now, the president, you know, on his first day on the job, had a lot to do. I mean, you had AIG ready to go under, Wall Street ready to go under, GM ready to go under, Chrysler ready to go under, and I think the stock market was just below 7,000. Now, you know, other than the president putting on a wetsuit and going down there and capping the BP oil spill, he's been a real busy president, and he tackled health care all the way back to Truman. Presidents have tried to talk about fixing the health care system in this country, and no one could get it done. They could talk the talk, but they couldn't walk the walk. The president got it done. He did not sneak it through.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
After the hour now, Ken and Doug, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, father of that 9-year-old boy who got onto the flight from Minneapolis to Las Vegas, pleaded for help dealing with his unruly son at a news conference yesterday. The father concealed his face to remain anonymous, said the boy wasn't listening, he does what he wants, we are really concerned about him and his well-being. Here's an overview of the situation. Host Jordana Green talked to crisis management expert John Austin about Delta allowing this kid to get past the TSA and the gate agents and get onto the flight to Las Vegas.
Is this as damaging for Delta as one may consider? People are up in arms. How could this happen? What's going on with security? But yet, I can kind of see how it can happen because I know a couple smart 9-year-olds.
Yeah, 9-year-olds can get in or out of anything if they put their mind to it. And, yeah. You know, it's just the law of nature. So, you know, I think Delta is embarrassed, like the TSA is embarrassed, like the airport's embarrassed, like I would hope the parents are embarrassed a little bit. But is it a security breach per se? You know, I have a hard time getting there. It is it is, as you said, a lot of mistakes happen, but this was not a threat. This young man did not pose a threat to the aircraft or anybody traveling. He just identified a way to get through a checkpoint that I think a lot of people are very interested in learning about. This is what you do. You look at these situations and you say, okay, what do we learn from this? How do we get better so that tomorrow the next smart 9-year-old will have to be a little bit tougher on his game and figure out the next way to get through.
So I think you make a really good point here, that this wasn't really a security breach. Yes, I know he went through security, but I understand you know, there were things that didn't work. Yet, it wasn't a person of interest that they were on the lookout for or that would have set up some red flags. So it's not like security didn't do their job. I don't want anybody freaking out thinking that the airlines are unsafe.
All right. And again, he went, apparently he went through the checkpoint. He was screened for dangerous objects, which is the point of the checkpoint. The point is not to prevent people so much as dangerous objects from getting through those checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was not a threat to any passengers around him. He wasn't, you know, committing violence or even had threat of violence.
Right.
So it's an embarrassment on some levels, and it's also a learning opportunity. I mean, security professionals learn as much from things like this as they do from, you know, 10 successes, because they can say, look, you know, the kid found the 11th way out of a room that supposedly only had 10 ways to get out.
Man, listening to those two try to justify this or make the TSA not sound like the bunch of flat-footed boobs that they are, it really is incredible to listen to that palaver from those two and try to pass it off. Oh, nobody was in danger. Well, how do you know what the circumstance? The kid got through without a ticket. That's got to tell you something. Both the TSA, how did he get? I stand in the line. I give him my ID and the ticket to get through the line to go through the X-ray machine. This kid didn't have a ticket. He got through the X-ray machine, got onto the plane. So they didn't check it. Delta is embarrassed, to be sure, but the TSA, come on. Here's Matt Patrick talking to terrorism expert Jeff Atticott about the concerns raised over this situation.
This 9-year-old kid that boards a Delta flight for Vegas gets past the TSA, gets past gate agents, gets past the flight crew, boards the plane, and they don't even realize until about halfway through that he's not supposed to be there. What does this tell us about the security that we think is so good in keeping us so safe at airports?
Well, as we say in Texas, there's never been a horse that can't be rode or a cowboy that can't be thrown. The security is not 100%. I mean, that's basically what we learned from this, but it's a wake-up call to the airlines that there's a new, you know, a new area that they need to be more concerned with, and that is children. It's what I call normalcy bias. Everybody sees the child there, and they assume, because children have to travel with an adult, that, well, an adult must be here somewhere. And they don't expect, you know, they don't expect that the child would be someone that would get through and pass through security. And so everybody thinks that somebody else has already checked him.
But he didn't have a boarding pass. He didn't have a ticket. I mean, at some point, isn't there a ticket agent that needs to check? I mean, when I travel with my 9-year-old son, I mean, my wife, you know, we have to show our identification and our tickets, and then our son, you know, he usually, you know, look at the ticket and look at my son. I mean, obviously none of this took place.
Well, that's the last area of security would be the agent that takes the ticket before you get on the plane. And that's the one hurdle that, you know, when a lot of people rush forward towards the door, and we've all seen that if you travel, that's just like a big herd, while the agent is clicking off somebody, the child, because they're short, you know, is below the vision area and can probably just slip right by.
What a joke. Come on. How many billions of dollars we spend for the TSA every year? Flat.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.